DiscerningHearts.com presents Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Esif. Monsignor Esif is a priest in the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He has served as a retreat director and confessor to St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. He continues to offer direction and retreats for the Sisters of the Missionaries of Charity. Monsignor Esif encountered St. Padre Pio, who would become a spiritual father to him. He has lived in areas around the world, serving in the Pontifical Missions, a Catholic organization established by St. Pope John Paul II to bring the good news to the world, especially to the poor. He continues to serve as a retreat leader and director to bishops, priests, sisters, seminarians, and other religious leaders. Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Esif. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. What's on your heart today, Monsignor?
Those two magic words, thank you, that bring so much smiles and joy to everyone who says them and means them and would hear them. Gratitude is so beautiful a gift. It's a gift for the one who is grateful, and it's a gift to the one who hears it. And so today, I would really love to speak about that marvelous story of Jesus hearing the gratitude of a Samaritan leper. You know, leprosy is something for us to difficult in our modern society because it's a disease that's kind of eliminated. But we know cancer, and we know AIDS, and we know HIV. And so these are so dreaded in our modern society, and they bring with them a fear. And so these are 10 lepers that Jesus meets along the way in the 17th chapter of Luke's gospel. And I'd like to just read it to you. And the story is such a moving one. On the way, beginning with the 11th verse of the 17th chapter, to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered one of the villages, 10 lepers came to meet him. They stood some way off and called out to him. They would come in colonies, in bands. They weren't friends at all. They were just forced to be together. "Jesus, Master, take pity on us." When he heard them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Why that? Because the priest in Jewish society was the doctor. He was going to examine them. They couldn't go back to their families or to society with the leprosy. That's why they were banned and they were shunned, because they didn't want that leprosy spread to others. It was for the good of the whole community. Now, as they were going away, they were cleansed. So they had this immediate cure. Finding himself cured, one of them turned back, praising God at the top of his voice, and he threw himself at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. The man was a Samaritan. He wasn't Jewish. The Samaritans and the Jews were enemies at this time. This made Jesus say, "Were not all 10 made clean?" His Sacred Heart was touched by the ingratitude of the others. The other 9, where are they? It seems that no one has come back to give praise to God except this foreigner. And he said to the man, "Stand up and go on your way. Your faith has saved you." Not only did this man receive healing of his body, he received healing of his soul. Your faith has saved you, and he is going to be saved to eternal life. And so the same theme is carried on through in the 5th chapter of the Book of Kings, there is a man who is a Syrian. And Syrians, again, and Jews did not get along. And Naaman was the man, and he also had leprosy. And so in the fifth chapter of the book, second book of Kings, I would encourage you to read the story of how Elisha the prophet cures this man of leprosy by bathing seven times in the Jordan River. And when he is cleansed, he is so grateful and thankful to the prophet. And he comes also to faith. He comes to the faith of believing in the God of Israel, in the God of Isaac and Jacob, the God of Abraham. And so he comes to this great faith. And so he too receives more than just a cure. He receives the faith. Now, the one who is going to tell us about a deeper cure and a deeper healing for all of us, how does this apply to everyone, and especially Catholics, should be very specifically aware of their taking this for granted, their faith, which has brought us such great healing in our deepest selves, our souls, because our gratitude for the faith that we have is not, we're not entitled to it. It's a gift of God. We were given this. Just like Naaman was a foreigner and comes to the faith, and this Samaritan has come to the faith, and this faith will save them. So too, we have in the second letter of Paul to Timothy, the good news, the gospel, has been given to us and has saved us. Salvation has come to us. What is salvation? It's the healing of an ill and a disease worse than leprosy, worse than HIV, worse than AIDS, worse than cancer, sin. We have been cured of our sin. We have been freed from Satan and eternal death. And so Paul says, remember the good news that I carry. Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, sprung from the race of David. It is on account of this that I have my own hardships to bear, even to being chained like a criminal. But they cannot claim or chain up God's news. So I bear it all for the sake of those who are chosen, and that's who we are, so that in the end they may have, this is what we have, salvation, that is in Christ Jesus, and eternal glory that is coming with it. We have salvation and eternal glory, the cleansing of our sin, the freeing from Satan and from eternal death, for which we have to have eternal gratitude. I have had masses, for instance, when I would have healing masses and people would come and they actually had cures and healings. And the amount of gratitude that I would experience. I remember I was in Lebanon, and I was sitting at a table, and suddenly I realized that this person that I was with had received healing. It was a bona fide, recognized miracle, and it was for the canonization. It was proof that this person had received a miracle, a healing, through the intercession of Saint Charbel, which came of it, through the power and the grace of Jesus Christ, of course. So that grace that we receive from miracles, cancer, healing, eyesight, whatever that be, this great and wonderful healing that comes to us. What marvelous gratitude that we must have on this Sunday as we come to hear these stories of what we have received. I would first of all like to just point out how grateful we should be for everyday life experiences that we have. Just to be grateful that we're alive. How many things do we have that we just take for granted? I remember visiting a man in a hospital, and I came over to him, and he was unresponsive, so I touched him, and I didn't realize he was blind. And he reached over and he put in his hearing aids, and I began speaking to him, and he was telling me his story. He said, "You know, Father," he said, I really cursed God when I went blind, but I didn't realize the gratitude I should have that I could hear until I went deaf." And what he was in the hospital for, he had a very severe case of diabetes. He was going to have an amputation. And he reached out his hand to me, and he said, "I thank God," his leg was going to be amputated. "I thank God I have arms." How much we have, I can see, I can hear, I can walk, I have hands. How little we have the spirit of gratitude, the gift we have, the wonderful blessings that each of us have been given. So often we just fail to say thank you to God. St. Ignatius Loyola says, "The greatest sin is ingratitude." Everything is a gift from God. And on this Sunday, with these stories, all things have come to us through him and with him and in him. He has been showering all of us each day and night, our families, our husbands, our wives. I would suggest today, make a list of that for which we would be grateful as you go to Mass, as you offer your prayer today. How many times we have failed to tell God, "Thank you, thank you." And how deeply we ourselves would be aware of the appreciation that we have, of the blessings that we have received, to make that list of gratitude.
We'll return to Building the Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Essiff in just a moment.
This is Dr. Anthony Lillis.
And Chris McGregor, and we invite you to join us in a once-in-a-lifetime Discerning Hearts Trinitarian pilgrimage throughout the Holy Land. This will be a unique opportunity for contemplative prayer, spiritual teaching, and fellowship in one of the holiest areas on the earth, the places touched by the lives of Jesus, Mary, and the apostles.
During this time, we will also walk closely in the company of the prophet Elijah through the most miraculous moments in salvation history, our history, which would later become pages in the gospel. Along with Sister Magdalite Balduc of the Community of the Beatitudes, the community of the famous Father Jacques Philippe, we hope to lead you into a new encounter with the great mysteries of our faith and a renewal of your devotion to the Lord.
Join us May 26th through June 2nd, 2020. Please visit discerninghearts.com for a full itinerary and learn more about the contemplative Discerning Hearts Trinitarian pilgrimage to the Holy Land.
Litany of Humility.
O Jesus, meek and humble of heart,
hear me. From the desire of being esteemed,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being loved,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being extolled,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being honored,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being praised,
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being preferred to others.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being consulted.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being approved.
Deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being despised.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of suffering rebukes.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being calumniated.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being forgotten.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being ridiculed.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being wronged.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being suspected.
Deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I.
That others may be esteemed more than I.
That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease.
That others may be chosen and I set aside.
That others may be praised and I unnoticed.
That others may be preferred to me in everything.
That others may become holier than I, provided that I become as holy as I should.
Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Deacon Omar Gutierrez, and I want to ask you to support Discerning Hearts in a special way. We, Chris McGregor, the board, and I all know that not everyone listening can help financially. We know we have listeners from all parts of the world, and we have made a commitment since the beginning to make the truths shared through Discerning Hearts totally free. So while you may not be able to contribute financially, what you can do is certainly pray, but also give us positive reviews on whatever platform you use to listen to us. If it's iTunes, Android, Stitcher, or Spotify, however it is that you get these podcasts, or if you're on YouTube and you like our videos, please give us a good rating and write a review. The more good ratings and reviews we get, the higher our profile, and the more listeners will discover us, listeners who may have the means to contribute in the future. Please consider rating us and writing a positive review today.
We now return to Building the Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Issif.
So often our failure to be grateful is something we should become aware of and tell our Lord, I have failed in so many times and so many ways to give thanks for the many, many blessings that I have received. Not only for our husbands and our wives and our children and our health and that we can see, but rather how many times we have failed to thank God for that great gift of salvation and eternal life. When you think of, when I think today that I will go to Mass and my father and my mother, my sister, how many of the people in my life that I have loved at my age, at this time, so many, many people have gone on before me. Children that I grew up with, my classmates, the kinds of people that I were here with me, that they are there and with him because of the faith that we have. And they are with God, eternal salvation, eternal life. To think that they are with me now, and I will be with them when I pass from this life. The gift that was given to Naaman was to come to the faith. The gift that was given the Samaritan was to come to the faith. The gift that Paul talked about that he was in chains for was the gift of faith, that we have eternal salvation from sin and from Satan and from eternal damnation and death, that we have eternal life, and that we have heaven to look forward to. We have this magnificent, beautiful life today here on earth. And we have, because of Jesus, eternal life. And so as we look up to Jesus today on the altar, as we look to his Father and the Spirit who dwells within us, and Our Lady and the saints, to thank God and to say thank you.
Monsignor, a lot of people that will be hearing your words today are very anxious. Circumstances around the world, but in particularly in our country, have taken a turn that has alarmed a lot of people. And a lot of that isn't the natural disaster, or which there have been, and it's not wars in other lands, which there are, but it's something that has arisen in our discourse and in our culture that has taken an alarming turn. Anxiety, the fear, it's how have we become so steeped in such a vulgar time of chaos, it seems.
I believe the darkness that is surrounding us. Did you ever think that all this has only come to light because it had been hidden? That if we have been sicker than we realized we were, supposing you have cancer, but you don't know it. And tomorrow you go and you discover you have cancer. Which would be the healthier state? That today, when you don't know you have this disease, or tomorrow when you know you have it? Wouldn't you be in a better state when you were aware that you had the cancer? For us, many times in the past, in our talks and in our sharing, we have been aware that we live in a society of darkness and confusion with regard to eternal life. That the way in which we live in this world, the ordinary man and woman who live in this life with many things that are hidden in the darkness, when they finally come to light with public figures or however, when all of this that isn't because of disasters, of hurricanes, of earthquakes, of whatever is going on around us that causes hardships, but especially of our own making, that darkness in which we have chosen to live, and I call it sin. Sin is darkness. And the darkness is that in which Satan thrives, and that in which death begins to come and moral decay. Now that this is brought into the light, thank God that we have the opportunity to now apply the gift of faith and prayer, and living through Christ and with Christ and in Christ in this life, in this world, that we have a power that's greater than the power of darkness. We have a power that's greater than the power of evil. It's Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit. And he is in me and he is in you. On this Sunday morning, give thanks.
Final thought, Monsignor?
Give thanks that we have come to know the kind of chaos and evil and battle that we're in. Give thanks that we have the means and the power to overcome this world's evil and darkness. Give thanks for our faith. Our faith, as Paul says, will triumph. Here he says in his epistle to Timothy, here is a saying that you can rely on. If we have died with him, then we shall live with him. If we hold firm, then we shall reign with him. If we disown him, then he will disown us. We may be unfaithful, but he is always faithful, for he cannot disown his own self. God bless. Give thanks.
Amen. Thank you so much, Monsignor.
I bless you and thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, well, thank you, Monsignor.
I really mean that. Thank you. God bless.
You've been listening to Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essif. To hear and or to download this episode, along with hundreds of other spiritual formation programs, visit discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We hope that if this has been helpful for you, that you will first pray for our mission. And if you feel us worthy, consider a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, to help support our efforts. But most of all, we hope that you will tell a friend about discerninghearts.com and join us next time for Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essif.